Today's Here's to Your Health segment with Dr. T. Glenn Pate is brought to you by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences.
Floods are the number one natural disaster in the United States. And even if you don't live near a coast or river, you may be at risk for flooding. Floods occur in every region of the U.S. The Northeast can be affected by remnants of tropical disturbances in the summer, but winter flooding and the threat of rapid spring melts can also cause floods. The Midwest has suffered major river flooding in the past, such as the catastrophic floods of 2008. The West Coast intense flooding season typically spans November through March and results in millions of dollars in damages for residents every year. Many consumers think that flooding related to hurricanes are limited to coastal areas. However, some of the most damaging flooding can happen well inland and days after a storm makes its initial landfall. Although many floods are caused by huge storms, floods can result from small, localized events, such as a typical afternoon thunderstorm. For Here's to Your Health, I'm Dr. T. Glenn Pate.
Support for Here's to Your Health is provided by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences for a better state of health through teaching the state's healthcare professionals, healing the sick and injured, searching for new medical treatments, and providing programs that reach into every corner of our state. Visit uamshealth.com.